This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Back to square one. That's where the U.S. House of Representatives landed late afternoon Friday after literally wasting another valuable week trying to elect Jim Jordan Speaker of the House. Let me be clear. Jim Jordan did not have a path to get 217 votes among his colleagues in the GOP conference. That would be enough sufficient to overcome united Democrat opposition. A number of my colleagues tried to tell our leadership as much. He lost votes on each of the three rounds. 20 opposed him on the first vote early in the week. On the second vote, he lost two more, making it 22. Then on Friday, he lost even more, 25 in opposition, before we went back to the privacy of our conference to figure out what's next. What was next was a secret ballot to determine if the conference wanted him to remain as speaker designee. By a vote of 112 to 86, the answer was overwhelmingly no, and he was removed as our speaker designee. So if you analyze it, it becomes pretty obvious that when you get 194 votes at noon in the transparency of the House chamber, but only 86 votes on the secret ballot from your colleagues 2 hours later, you weren't as popular among your colleagues as you thought you were. Not even close. Jim Jordan is a polarizing member. He's really good at the Judiciary Committee, but his persona and his record were not conducive to running the whole House. An objective person would have to admit that fact. And as I said earlier in the week, he lost my support because of what he did to Steve Scalise, our majority leader, which completely crippled Scalise's attempt to become speaker before he could even get started. Not the kind of character I want in a speaker, and I told him as much. So we come back Monday night at 6:30, and already the list of wannabes is growing. Jack Bergman of Michigan, Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, even Austin Scott, who ran second to Jordan earlier in the week, is going to give it another go. There'll be a host of others. But no matter who we put up, let me be clear again. If they are short of 217 votes, Democrats will have to weigh in on behalf of that nominee, or that nominee will fail just like Scalise did, just like Jordan did. My gut feeling is, get ready for more drama next week. We can't seem to get out of our own way. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.